This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. I can't get this stupid song out of my head.
What anime did you watch?
That's just weird about it. Like, it just came across as a YouTube. You need to watch. Have you heard this song?
No.
Yes.
So,
is this that girl looks like she's in drag?
Nah, it's a singer named Rosie, and she's in like one of these K-pop bands called Blackpink, I think.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah. Well, this has Bruno Mars on it. I guess maybe that's why I came across, because I was looking up a Bruno Mars song the other day.
Was it the one about cocaine?
It was the gold song.
Oh yeah,
I was trying to get the bed for it. It was like, you need to watch this.
He did the halftime show years ago, and
did
I was
he?
Like, I thought so, right?
He might have. I forget about him.
I thought so.
He's talented as hell.
Where did he? Does he have a God? I hate being in that mindset of thinking, hey, didn't somebody have sexual allegations against them? Because it's weird. Like a
well,
lot
Aziz
of that,
did, and then he's coming to, you know, he's touring now.
Okay, and that's also the other big thing is you think, okay, that person, whatever, paid off or did this, did that, and then on with their life, which...
Plus, that was the time when all the allegations were coming out. I'm like, it was a lot.
And it was during COVID, too, when everybody was bored and was like... not that they were bored and say, oh, God, whose life can I ruin or anything like that, but like they're like... You know, I'm having a lot of time to think about this now, and this is not good. And I'm going to, but I don't even know if he was. That's just the bad part about it is talking about.
See, it just cycles out so quickly. I hope he didn't. And his halftime show might have been great. I just don't remember him ever.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to forget about Kung Fu Kenny. Not on purpose. It's just going to happen. I'm old.
I thought that like JNCO jeans are coming back after seeing him wear them.
JNCOs.
They were kind of JNCOs. JNCOs.
They're probably hard to find, right? Is that company still around? Bring back Mud. Mud jeans.
Bruno Mars did it in 2014 and 2016. Oh, God, wow.
That was before he had a lot of big hits.
God.
What was he wearing something nefarious? Or
I don't know. It just says Gloria Estefan did it twice. Stevie Wonder did it twice. Nelly?
As far as he knows. He could have been in a warehouse somewhere.
He could have been like in a VFW somewhere. He wouldn't have. And he would laugh at that.
Gloria Estefan did it?
Gloria Estefan. I don't know about the Sound Machine, if they were there or not. And then
you can't do it without him.
Cowboy Carter.
Oh, he was there last night walking around?
No, that's Beyonce.
Oh, well, they were there too.
Oh, okay.
They got to bring their kid everywhere. Like, everybody look, here's our kid.
You think she should be Cowgirl Carter? Cowboy Carter is about Jay-Z. Is that I never thought.
Is it like
I don't know. I have not listened to it.
Did she ever change her name? Is it a nod to her name?
Is her name really Beyonce Z now?
It should have been Cal Beyonce. Cal Beyonce. Yeah, I mean, there's something there besides Cowboy Carter. I mean, that sounds stupid. It really does. You trying to be a character?
Hold on, I'll get my notes back. Okay, Jalene Hurts. Okay. Open for a conversation here. And really, so I know that I'm biased by saying this. I look at you in your ears right now, those of you listening. You didn't know that, but they have with cameras, so we can see you.
If they had an ass, they'd be kicking them.
If you be kicking them right now. Yeah. I like when they bicker back and forth. So I know I'm biased when I say this. I did not like the Pfizer ad. In fact, I tweeted about it, and I said some disparaging comments about them. The way they spell Pfizer, P-F, I said F you to them, but with a P.
You got to remind me of that one.
Okay, so it's a kid who is in like a children's hospital type thing, you know, and you can tell by the hair pattern that he's going through, you know, they kind of picture it for you, that they paint the picture, okay, cancer. And then they start playing, I forget what song it was. It was like might have been the Rocky thing. I forget.
Oh, that makes sense.
And it shows him putting on these boxing gloves and starts running through the streets. And it may have actually been Philadelphia. And Mama Said Knock You Out. That's what was playing.
Oh, that's what it was.
LL Cool J. And he goes home, and I'm like, they don't tell you what the ad is about at all. Which is, you know, that gets you in there and you're waiting for it. It's like, wait for the end to find out who paid for this. And I thought it was going to be like a comedy thing. Except I thought, okay, maybe I'm looking into this wrong about, and I'm just telling you from my heart. I said, maybe the kid doesn't have cancer. Maybe it's just, his hair is disheveled for being in the hospital. I don't know. They didn't even say anything yet.
Had a rough time.
Just telling you from my heart what I'm watching. And so I'm thinking when he goes home, he runs home from the hospital, and mom opens the door and runs out to give him a hug. And because he's wearing boxing gloves, I thought he was going to hit her.
He should have dotted her right in the nose.
I thought he was going to hit her, and it was going to be some kind of new movie coming out, or
poke that bitch right in the chops.
Like some kind of Freaky Friday 2, like
is coming out.
Some kind of weird thing like that. And then it's Pfizer, and it says, "We promise you the I'm paraphrasing. We promise you the American public that we will come up with 8 cancer breakthroughs within the next 5 years." And
how about ivermectin? People were trying that for it, or that blue dye RFK got caught with using in his drink on the plane.
I don't know. I don't know why you need to spend $8 million to even say that.
Are any of these filtered out, do you think? Or Fox, oh, God, yes. Fox is like, you know what? $8 million is $8 million. Let's take it.
Well, they've turned them down before. Like, they turned down Girls Gone Wild that year. They've turned down several.
I wonder if locally if they turned any of that. Because, you know, they get local spots here or there.
Yeah.
Do they turn any down? Or I just wonder what gets turned down.
See, my internet thinks I'm living in Charlotte, so... and it's not like pipelined or anything. It's just what I'm paying for. But all the commercials are like Charlotte. So I know where all the good car deals are and all that up there.
Go to Felix Sabatis, buy a Mercedes-Benz.
Some convention's coming up there soon. But I don't know. That rubbed me the wrong way. But again, you know, I've lost many, many loved ones to cancer. And I just thought that it was... I don't know. Besides, and they're playing Mama Said Knock You Out, so I'm thinking, like, he's going to knock his mom out.
That's not good.
And then the Pfizer, and I'm like, you know what, Pfizer, for many reasons, like,
It's not a product.
Blank off.
Not a product I can partake in. I can't get it, you know, I can't go out and buy it.
Pfizer?
Like, it's a message, like, okay, it's good, like I guess. If you have a corroborated story or a study, the FDA will take anything, so it don't matter.
Uh-huh. I don't know. And, I mean, am I, like, anyone else take it that way at all?
I just don't like those commercials.
I don't like when, I mean, big pharmaceuticals shouldn't be, like...
There shouldn't be any commercials.
Yeah, I agree.
Again, we're only one of, like, 3 countries in
Why should I talk to my doctor about medications he should be up on?
Talk to your doctor about it. But and see, let me tell you something. Your doctor hates when you do that because he's only going to prescribe the ones he's getting paid to.
Yeah, he don't get a kickback. I mean, tell your doctor if you have two buttholes and then prescribe this medicine.
Yeah, but you don't know what we're not doctors, so we can't also, we can't prescribe ourselves anything.
Also, how are you supposed to, when you watch commercials, they want you to what? Buy something. So if you're...
I'll buy the Doritos, or whatever.
I'll buy the Doritos. I will buy some Dunkin' Donuts because that commercial seemed like a mushroom trip to me.
You think it's
I don't know what that commercial was. There were so many very small cameos. And again, post-Ambien last night. So I don't know if I saw it the same way everybody else did. But it seemed like a small mushroom trip.
That was a ballsy one. They were telling a big company, straight up F you.
With Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But Ben Affleck, though, was like doing his Boston accent because it's Dunkin' Donuts.
Remember, they did that the year before.
They had the suits, him and the other one.
They had Tom Brady in it last year. I think Matt Damon was in it last year.
So McConaughey had three commercials. He was all over that thing, too.
He had a lot going on.
People love him.
I don't want to see the guy get overexposed. But
we should love all Matthews. Except Matt.
That's the rule of thumb.
There's probably a real bad one out there.
Or there's got to be.
I'm sure of it.
I'm sure it's a simple one, too, we're not thinking of. It's like, guys, obviously.
God, that'd be a fun game to do.
I think Bin Laden's first name was actually Matthew.
Bin Laden?
Osama was the nickname.
Matthew Osama.
All right.
Matthew Hussein. That makes sense.
We don't want to take all the stuff away from Mary, because I'm telling you, she can't write as fast as she used to, so I imagine her taking notes.
Yeah.
She probably had to keep pausing it.
She did her due diligence.
I clipped the videos on YouTube.
When you give her an assignment like that, she will do her due diligence and try to put it over strong.
I can't wait to hear it.
I didn't want to watch it, but it did.
Yes, this is my take.
I wonder if she made a spread for herself. Pigs in a blanket or whatever, cocktail weenies.
Oh, no.
Make her own little Super Bowl party.
That'd be awesome if she had a little table for herself.
Yeah.
Go over and get
what
some chips.
What are y'all talking about? That would be nice if she had a party by herself.
A party hole.
How about you there with her, son?
I have seven layer dip.
Matthew, I got so much food over here. Where the hell you at?
She would not say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Matthew, I got so much food over here. Where the F you at?
Where the heaven you at? All right. When we come back, we're going to get to this stack of emails, including one who thinks it's, quote, a little ridiculous. Paige is catching hell over this. We'll read that email and a whole bunch next. Not neck. Next. Damn it. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load to rise, guys. Mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out the rise, guys. Mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear and we might read it on the air. The rise, guys. Mail sack.
That big old sack, pickle it.
Hey. Talking about the Grand National car from last night. Somebody texts in that maybe not that specific car, but like Grand Nationals are like $60,000-$75,000 cars now. Like the ones from the 80s.
Why?
I mean, they were rare then.
Let's have a footprint gas pedal.
My buddy in high school, his dad had like 8 of them. Like he was, I mean, he was a car dealer, but he had he had an obsession.
He had a few.
He had.
I got a lot of Bruicks.
He had several. Those are like nice, badass cars. They just like, it's weird. They don't look like they should be badass cars, but they're badass cars.
Yeah, like what's different about them? They got the cigarette lighters, or
they are like, I mean, the motors in them.
V8.
I mean, they haul ice.
Oh, okay.
Power. Sounds good.
Power.
Like you start that engine and you want to lay on it.
Power seats.
Ooh.
All seats with the holes in them.
You want to do the splits on the hood?
Yeah, you're working the bottom today. All right. I'll start with this one. This one's kind of simple, and then we'll get to the one about Paige catching hell.
Oh, no.
Fat Boy will love this because he gets asked this probably more than anyone else does.
He does.
Dear Rise Guys, Saviors for Morning Radio, did you stop doing Truth and Consequences? I've noticed I haven't heard one yet this year, so what's the deal with that? I'm going to listen regardless, but I was just curious.
Hell yeah.
Janella from Charlotte, North Carolina. Janella.
That's pretty.
Well, that sounds like a hot name.
Well, there's a wrestler named Joey Janella, and he's not.
I know a Janelle, but not a Janella.
I don't think he's hot. Janelle? There was a hot girl when I was in elementary school. That's weird to say now, but when I was in elementary school, she was hot. I'm saying, like, you don't understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying she's hot now. I'm saying...
Is she not?
To hot me, to kid me then, she was a cute girl. Her name was Janelle.
Oh, like, all you had to say was, you know, she was hot in elementary school.
She was white.
I don't hear that name much, Janella.
Yeah.
These, the TNCs became... You want to be a little more selective now because it's a harder of a hoop to jump through.
Yes.
To make it happen. Some of these, like, we got to the point where, you know, a couple were like, well, it wouldn't really work out.
Or there was a couple where, I mean, like, if we owned, like, if this was just like one of those, I'm not talking down to them, but like, if it's one of those, like, podcast shows where you just call and do whatever and you are relying off of commissions off websites to pay the bills and all that stuff, like, you might would do them, but some of them are just downright freaking mean.
Yeah, they
and
really
it
are.
Would end up causing a lot of grief for us and our partners.
We just kind of change.
Hey, partner.
We just change the strategy of, you know, being a little more selective. We should just throw them up there. So, okay, you want to do it, you can do it. And that, those are the ones you heard that worked out that way. Sometimes they would, you know, not be reachable, or we'd have to go to a backup.
And also, let's be honest here, with the thing with air tags and stuff, like, you know, you don't really need our help to catch anybody cheating anymore.
That's true.
I mean, there's just so many ways. Which I asked, I don't know if I said this on the air Friday or I just thought it, but I was watching something where they said, your husband's probably put an air tag on your car so he can follow you. This is a movie. And she's like, oh, I've got the app where I can check for those. I'm like, is that a real app? Because I've often, not that I think I'm being air tagged, but I'd like, it'd be a nice little app to, little buzzard go off.
That's kind of creepy if you were.
Doesn't an air tag?
Like if you were air tagged I think so.
Know it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't track anybody with it, right? You got to be close to it for it to.
I don't know. I know about what I know about AirTags from movies.
I think people would be bored if they AirTagged me.
Just watching them, like,
I go in the same.
Yeah, but if you're bored, it's fun to watch the DoorDash guy to see if he went the quick route to your house, because you're like, dude, you should have went down that road.
Yeah, boy, they hate that, I bet. Or you can see him drive off with your damn food.
Drive right past your house. You're like, you moron. You got the reflector on the
like, oh, they'll turn around. Now. Never turn around.
Oh, boy.
So enjoy that $45 worth of Zaxby's I just tried to order for myself.
God bless. Yeah.
You ordered
extra bread. Tongue torch. So we're looking at like...
Tongue torch or fart box.
A couple times a month.
Yeah, that would be a good number.
And then, you know, the once a month all advice show coupled in there, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Just trying to be more selective, you know, just a little...
Yes.
A little more legwork. You know, there was a lot before.
Not so predictable.
Yeah, it's just, you know, like...
Oh, is it predictable?
No, but, like, you know, you just want to... That's what's weird about it.
I like the ones that are outside the box instead of the traditional, like, I want to call somebody because they did me wrong and I want to call them out and all this stuff. Like, that to me, like, I'll be honest, that to me, I don't care how bad... Well, I'm not going to say that. Let's just say somebody did you wrong... Mm-hmm. And you're going to, or no, let's say you did somebody wrong. And you, like, you admit, yeah, I did them wrong. That was bad. But then they're going to call you on the radio and like you're on the spot then. Like you're not prepared to, versus that person's thought about it for a couple of days and they're all ready to say what they're going to say. You're caught off guard. I always just felt that was kind of, ugh.
I wish there's a way we can give them a heads up, but there's really not.
I like the way of saying we've got somebody on hold that wants to tell you something. To me, that's more, if you got the balls to come on hold on a radio show and somebody said, hey, somebody wants to tell you something, you've got some of the biggest of them all.
That's guaranteed. Thanks, too, easy. That, hey, this might happen.
Yeah.
Because even though, you know, we made a call before, say, hey, somebody wants to talk to you, then, like, we know we're not trusting it blindly to a ring.
Right. Dear Rise, I'm going to do another one. Dear Rise, can I have time?
Oh, yeah, you got time.
Okay. Dear Rise Guys, I think it's a little ridiculous. Paige is catching hell over the rejuvenation comment that she made.
Oh, my God. Not that again.
I've had that surgery myself.
Oh?
Hold on. I need before I... This email is just an email. It does not reflect the points of freaking me, freaking Paige, freaking Fat Boy, Mark Hendricks, Odyssey, or any of our partners.
Anybody.
I've had that surgery myself, and I can't tell you the confidence it gave me after. I had too much going on, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Will this ever end?
Too much bubble gum in the wrapper, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Too much roast for the bun, if you pick up what I'm laying down. But since I had the surgery, I feel great.
Well, good. I'm glad.
If that chick, I'm just much, reading this. Screw. If that chick that emailed you wasn't such a bitch, she'd realize it's a blessing in disguise. Uh-huh. Hell, I'm a frequent customer.
Oh, no.
Stop it. I'm a frequent customer now. I got a brow lift lined up for next month.
Same doctor does that surgery?
I mean, I was thinking, okay. Like, the same one does... No way.
Well, she said she was a frequent customer. I'm like, how many times can you get that done?
Yeah, but you go to the same, like...
My rejuvenation blew out. Get me another one?
But the same ones that can rejuvenate that are doing this, too?
No.
They gotta be, right?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
A brow
lift?
It's
different.
It's like you gotta go to an eye doctor and a foot doctor.
I think
you can't go to just,
I don't know.
Oh, so can a gynecologist
or whatever
rejuvenate called. You with a laser? I think that's
how
they do
it. I don't know what they're doing.
Honestly, I don't know.
Or
I'm not looking at you like you've had it done.
No.
You're looking at me like I think you think you think that I've had
no,
that
I
you
haven't.
Think I had it done.
Yeah, you want some trade?
I haven't had the need to have any of that done. Although, you know.
That is interesting, though. If like I don't think a gynecologist could perform that, nor could a rejuvenator tell you if you're dilated or not.
You know, if it makes you feel better.
How pregnant you are.
You do it. You
Hold on. Beth from Pickens goes on. I'm not joking. That's her name. Cosmetic surgery is great if you don't go overboard and look like a damn drag queen. Can I still say that term? LOL. Beth Pickens.
Beth.
Okay.
All right.
She really threw it out there. She probably had it done in Pickens, too, which is amazing in itself.
Why? I mean, you've got a Whataburger now.
I feel like, you know, these procedures you can get done at a smaller scale anywhere.
What a burger.
Welcome to Mountain Rejuvenations. Oh, we'll take care of you.
We'll take care of you.
And we're right up here on top of the hill.
Rejuvenate. AJ.
While you get that done, have your kids go in that room and play laser tag.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of the...
We used to be an old arcade. Now we're a rejuvenation company.
We've used the lasers for several things
here. Oh, my gosh.
We can do 3D models.
Guess what? We kept the games. We got a couple pinball machines in here. You can get your knockers worked on, and then you can play shuffleboard, too.
Kids can play laser tag. We can take off part of that labia.
We'll tie your kids' feet together so they can do that weird little three-man race. We got burlap sacks.
What is a three-legged race, by the way?
I don't know.
What were they trying to teach us with
know.
That? The three-legged race.
While your mom's getting her hoo-ha worked on, you could be playing in the burlap sack. Like your own little redneck Olympic games.
You know, this stemmed from poor...
Why stop at 40 yard? Do 80 dashes.
From poor Brooke Shields that said that she had that done, and she didn't even ask for it, and she was upset about that. I never advocated it whatsoever.
The hell catching was from the FOF line where the right when it
from? Well, no, she got a I think last mail sack a lady emailed
and said she was
mad at me because her husband encouraged
wants her to
that
get
because yes. I brought it up.
Paige put it in his head.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
He realized what he was working with. He's like, this might be a little too much. As she said, you know, gum for the wrapper.
I put it in so many different. I like a good sense of humor on a woman.
Okay, that's perfect.
How about
we take a break?
Take a little break.
When we come back, we're going to talk about donating sperm. Yes, that was another big topic. I mean, it's more than just like, okay, we're going to, you know, we're going to. This guy was going to allow his friends to have a child now because, you know, the husband could not.
And we never figured out the route they were going to take, like how they're going to do it.
If it's anonymous or if he was going to be, you know,
he would always know. I mean, he would always know.
Are they going to IVF that sucker? Is he going to, you know, hard way it?
You know, come on. I mean, there ain't no question about that. And then
Turkey
also,
baster.
We're going to talk about how Fat Boy got a kid in trouble.
What'd you do, Fat Boy?
I'll read that. Oh, good tease, Paige. I will read you that email.
I don't even know.
This woman like said her kid. I'm not going to say her kid's name in the email. Like, she said it twice here. I'm not going to say the kid's name. But what Fat Boy said and the kid said was pretty damn funny. So we'll read all that more. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Fine. I'm not going to call her ahead. I know she's, again, you tell Mary, you tell Hey Baby, my mama, that you want,
Hey Baby,
mama, you want to review something, movies or Super Bowl commercials or halftime shows, she'll do it.
She's up and about. I'm ready.
I did say, what time would you like to come on? Latest as I can.
She picked a good time.
Yeah.
I'm doing my calisthenics.
I ain't doing your birthdays or suckets. Some won't say it, and you better not either, man. You
should get on you if she hears you say suck it.
She'll get on me if she heard any of these emails I've been reading. And including, which one did I promote? Oh, yeah. Attention to the sperm guy. Do not do it. I would strongly advise that guy not donate sperm to his wife's best friend. That relationship will turn. And he will pay for it. The second she and her friend fight, it will turn serious. Then she will never get past the fact that even though she blessed it, that he gave his seed to her for a child. Especially if they have trouble having their own. He should just act like my wife does when I ask her a question. Pretend she was reading and ignore me completely, LOL. That's so funny. Don't do it, dude. It sounds like Michelle from...
Don't do it.
Don't do it, dude. Don't do it, dude. It's a lose-lose situation, and that's from... I thought it said Dougal-ass, but that's Douglas.
Dougal-ass. That's what it is now, Dougal-ass.
Dougal-ass. Dougal-ass and Spartanburg. Agreed? We said that and more, that...
Yeah, I just don't want to get too twisted on it, conspiratorial. Like, is she some kind of female cuck, whatever that would be?
Yeah.
And she's, like, setting herself up for the situation of...
See, I don't know what that means. To me, in that mind, like, a female cuck, that means, like, she's wanting to watch her husband get on with a dude.
Or she, like, has to get some kind of weird power trip over...
Watching another... girl,
or like providing her with a kid, essentially. Like,
I don't know all the meanings anymore.
Like, hey, this doesn't happen unless I tell him, you know, give him the elbow and say hook it up.
By the way, Rob Inario said that Grand National that Kendrick Lamar had is a 1987 is worth about $100,000, and he said that you can get one a lot cheaper, though. It won't look that nice. It wouldn't have been in the Super Bowl either.
The term is cuck queen.
Cuck queen.
Yeah. Which ain't that good of a term. I like chick cuck better. Please don't isolate that. I feel like...
I don't know how.
Even the fact that they don't have a kid, that's going to come into play. She's going to get jealous.
If you were like the last man on earth with sperm, do it. Give him a kid. But like there's too many other things. And you're right. Like it would go... It's just...
We're getting a little bold with these commercials, too. I hate to go back to it, but did you see the one with the race car driver? They said he's always been fast, and they show him as a sperm.
Yes.
I was like, that's kind of out there.
Yes. Yeah.
You didn't see anything like
that. I don't even know what they're advertising either, or if he's a real person.
Yeah, I don't know if he's real or not.
I don't know what it was about. That's where it's marketing done poorly. You'll remember the commercial, not what they advertised, and that's...
I just
that's
remember
a lot of
selling.
I remember the beginning. Are you selling sperm? Like, what are you doing?
Like the cancer commercial. I thought the kid was going to hit the mom. It was going to be a Subway commercial or something.
No.
I didn't know what it was going to be.
Can't beat your parents.
The Eugene. Well, my mom will be on in a minute. The freaking Little Caesars commercial. I died on that one. That and Cowboy Head. All right.
Damn you.
I want to read one more. Can I?
You got time.
Okay. I said it.
Oh, look at you.
Okay, here
picking
we go.
A good one.
This is the one where you got a kid in trouble. Hello, Rise Guys. I'm writing this email because my child got in big trouble with his father and stepmother over the weekend.
Oh, bonus, Mom.
To make a long story short, their dog was humping my child's leg. Please email, man. Mama, I'm just reading
I hope it was a
right
bull
now.
Massive.
I should tell my mom I'm reading Paige's diary. I'm writing you this email because my child got in trouble with his father and stepmother over the weekend. To make a long story short, the dog was humping my child's leg, and my son turned to my ex-husband and said these words. This dog is hornier than a three-peckered billy goat.
Wow.
The kid, she says the kid's name. I'm not going to say it, just out of... Okay, I'll say it.
Say it.
Riley was punished and sent to his room for saying such in front of his father. I remember Fatboy said it on the radio.
Growls.
I was driving my children to school the day my son heard it. I probably laughed and thought nothing about it. I did not scold. Wow, that's strong. I did not scold Riley when he got home. I just said, don't ever say that in front of grown-ups again. Maybe not say that in front of little kids either. I don't know. I've loved your show for so many years. It keeps getting better and better. Oh, Lord. It keeps me laughing throughout the hot times, baby.
Baby.
My husband. Oh, Lord. Good Lord. My husband left me for the bitch, and I am struggling to make a living and support my three kids. Lord have mercy.
He should be paying his part, hopefully. Pay some child support, buddy. You got a foul-mouthed kid. The least you can do is pay for him.
What a story.
I remember you saying that. I believe that was on a Facebook fusion.
Tell the younger kids, what good is knowledge if you don't pass it down?
Where in the world did that come
from? Most of the crap they're making you learn, you won't ever use it when you get out into the real world. And even if you do use it, you're just going to use your calculator on your phone.
I feel like she's
so dumb.
She's blaming the wrong Jeremy because when that H word comes up, that's the only one Jeremy I can think of.
Jeremy.
So he probably
Flemmett.
Yeah, he probably said it before I did. That's probably where I got it from.
That does sound like something he would say. Let's ask him when he's in here Wednesday.
I'm gonna have to take it up with him before he goes to Daytona. Races Saturday.
He does. He's gonna race in the race on Saturday.
That might be a sponsor for this weekend. I don't know. He'll tell us.
He won't know.
Damn. If you see a billy goat on the hood, you better start counting.
Why?
Maybe that's the sponsor.
Oh.
Sponsored by a three-peed billy goat.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, like, what were you just talking about that?
What the hell?
Okay.
Trying to censor on a Monday.
We need to go out on that note. I can do another one if you
want. You got like a minute and a half. Okay, I can squeeze it in.
I can squeeze it in. Yeah. Already did that one.
Sex brutal, man.
It's been pretty...
Sorry, rejuvenation and foul kid mouths.
All right, I'm going to cut this one short just to get it through it because there's a lot to it. And it sounds like... And Fatboy, you can say, I didn't send these in or whatever like this. Rise Guys, thank you guys for being so transparent and vulnerable. Ugh, I hate it. It's not that. I mean, don't say that. It's not. It's just like talking about stuff. About your dating lives. Unfortunately, I'm newly single. I just moved to South Carolina from Florida. I'm 40, unmarried, and single.
Hell yeah.
Is Hinge the best app for dating? I appreciate that Matt said there's a lot of married people on Tinder. Well, you appreciate that. It's great. I mean, it's like,
he appreciates the hot tip.
It's a she. What do you think about Facebook dating? That's an actual thing. It's not just like there's an actual side appendage to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like a separate thing. Anyway, that's from Sophia. That is not from a man.
You got an old name, but you're probably still hot. I mean, you didn't name yourself.
No, man. Sophie Cunningham. Ooh, yeah.
Sophia's
Yeah, but probably not a Sophia. More like, you know, like a Sophie.
Sophie. Well, you know. Like be weird if her name was Sofa. Come sit on me. Okay, you asked.
Like, you know, How many Melissas go by Missy? Because that's the only derivative of Missy, right? It's Melissa. I don't know if you can. Or some people were just straight up named Missy.
Missy's I knew one nickname. That was her name was Lissa. L-I-S-S-A.
Known a couple of those. But Lissa? that's like Melissa or Alyssa. Or,
are she sure it's just male?
Or if it's spelled Lissa, but it's
she
Lisa.
She's probably good at softball and stuff.
Probably. Probably can outbench you and probably wears a hammer just on the rig.
Probably a bouncer.
Probably got half of her head shaved. Probably got a big gold chain on. Not I quite a dookie so. Rope, but
big
close.
Dookie rope,
big old
maybe.
Dookie rope.
Probably carries some extra shingles in her back pocket just in case.
Hey, if you had chicken pox, you're going to get them.
Never know when you're going to pass the drop site and, you know, want to help somebody out.
All right. Barring she was not listening to these last two segments, we will come back and speak to my mother, and she will talk about her thoughts on last night's big game, the commercials, and possibly the halftime show. I cannot confirm she watched it, but we will find out. That will be with my mom, Mary, right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.